I'm here at Commodity Classic with Brian Jennings from the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, you were just in a session that talked about biofuels and the RFS and you know, how to keep things going that seemed to be rolling really well for a while, but now might be getting a little bit sidetracked. Give us your impressions from the from this session, what you heard from some of your fellow panelists and some of the questions that came from the audience.
Sure. Well, I think the corn growers need to be commended for being the number one ally of the ethanol industry. And without the corn growers, frankly, investment in some of these farmer-owned plants, obviously in that renewable crop that we use to turn into food and feed and fuel every day, we would be nowhere. So it's just nice to meet with these guys. And I think the discussion about the renewable fuel standard surrounds, you know, what will EPA ultimately do? Are they going to reduce this like the proposal indicated, or have we mobilized enough grassroots support and provided enough data, made the legal arguments to make EPA reconsider this? And I think there's a lot of speculation that maybe EPA is going to adjust this. We won't know until this spring or summer. But I think the message I was trying to relay is to the corn growers is stay involved, remain engaged, get your neighbors and friends engaged. This is not purely a fact-based fight. When the fight is about facts, we always win. The oil companies are trying to appeal to people's emotions. They're trying to scare them that E15 won't work in their car. They're going to try to scare them that the renewable fuel standard drives up food prices. We can appeal to people's emotions as well, but we have a positive story to tell. We don't have to frighten them. We can talk to them about the human good that ethanol does for soccer moms and for clean air. And we just got to do a much more effective job of that.
Well, and you talked about it right there. The it's not a fact-based fight. How do you make sure you get the facts in there? What are you providing to, you know, maybe some of your coalition members and ethanol producers and corn farmers out there who want to keep the RFS as it was intended?
Sure. Well, the facts are out there, whether they're from the government or universities, the jobs that we've created, the oil, foreign oil we've displaced, the greenhouse gases we've reduced, the improvement to rural economies. It's all there from independent sources. What we try to do, though, is deliver those facts in a more interesting or effective or sort of a human way. You can throw together a video that talks about the 40 facts of ethanol, or you can get someone who's a banker who can talk about how ethanol's improved his community and enabled him to loan more money out, or an equipment dealer who used to have two mechanics working on combines and tractors and now has six or seven because the ethanol industry came to town. It's delivering those facts in a more sophisticated, intelligent way in terms of trying to get people to understand where we're coming from and the human good that's being done.
Well, you also talked about the credibility you get when you get one of the farmers enlisted to help you with this fight, because they're kind of known for being plain-speaking truthsayers.
Yeah, farmers are straightforward people. They expect that from others as well. And as someone who's lobbied for 10 years and worked on Capitol Hill before that, I can tell you I did hundreds of meetings, and the best meetings I did were with farmers with grease and dirt under their fingernails who had a genuine, authentic story to tell about what crop insurance or ethanol or the farm bill does for their lives. You see a lot of, you know, slick dress lobbyists come in with their talking points, but you come to predict they're going to say exactly what they say. You can't predict what a farmer coming off the tractor is going to say, or a rancher coming off calving is going to say, but those are the sort of things you remember, because those are the sort of stories that are authentic and really mean a lot.
Brian, some great information. Anything else that you want our audience to understand about, you know, what you guys talked about in this session and what you hope is the path going forward?
Well, I think the thing I would add is that, you know, we want to bring people from different walks of life to Washington. And so ACE is holding a grassroots fly-in in D.C. On the 25th and 26th of March. You guys have been great about helping us get the word out for that. But I guess I just wanted to put another plug in. If folks are interested and you like to go to domestic fuel to check out what's going on in this industry, take a look at some of those stories about our fly-in and contact us if you want to join us in Washington.
Great. Appreciate it, Brian. Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol. Thanks for talking to us today.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm John Davis, reporting from Commodity Classic.